As we just heard, opiate abuse is on the rise in Manchester and across the state. To learn more, we talk with Dr. Seddon Savage from the state's Prescription Drug Task Force, which is developing a prescription drug monitoring program due to launch next year. Dr. Savage, welcome.
Thank you very much, Brady. It's a pleasure to be here.
The prescription drug monitoring program was intended to stop so-called doctor shopping, where a person would go to multiple doctors for one prescription and then fill them all at several pharmacies. The research seems to show that most people abusing these drugs aren't doctor shopping. They're getting them through other illicit means. So how do you then deal with the people who wouldn't be found out through the prescription drug monitoring program?
That's correct, Brady. The prescription drug monitoring program is really only a piece of a very multifaceted approach to addressing this problem. There's a recent study that looked at doctor shopping to see how much doctor shopping accounted for prescription opioids that are out there, and it's really only about 4% of that. But the other information that we have is about 70% of people who use opioids non-medically get them either from friends or family. So clearly, another critical piece of this is educating people that they need to lock their medications in order that friends or family don't walk off with their medications, divert their medications. But also it's critical to inform people who want to voluntarily share the medications or give them to a friend or family member that it's dangerous.
We've talked about prevention programs and prevention initiatives. What about treatment? I've been told that New Hampshire Drug and Alcohol Services treats only about 5% of the qualifying population. Are there efforts in the state now to increase access to effective treatment and to then hopefully also address the costs of that treatment?
Effective treatment often, for many if not most people, includes pharmacologic therapy, treatment with a drug called buprenorphine. The trade name that's available is Suboxone, or treatment with methadone. There are waiting lists for patients to enter into treatment with buprenorphine. Methadone is effective treatment, but it's more highly regulated, and at least initially for several months, it requires patients going on a daily basis and receiving their dose of methadone, whereas they can be prescribed buprenorphine. One of the goals that we currently have is to increase the number of providers who can prescribe buprenorphine for treatment of opioid addiction.
The governor's task force had set, I believe, a 5-year goal to try to cut the amount of prescription drug abuse in this state. Are we well positioned to try to meet that goal?
Well, in fact, I have reason to be optimistic. In 2012, we did see a decrease of 18% in drug-related deaths in the state. But one data point does not make a trend. As we well know, we saw a similar decrease in 2008, and it shot right back up after that. If we see 2 years in a row of steady or declining use, I think we can all feel optimistic that we're beginning to make inroads, but there's much, much more work to be done.
Dr. Seddon Savage, thanks so much for talking with me.
You're very welcome, Brady. Thanks for inviting me.